If you've ever scavenged the banks of rivers or creeks for treasures, you have gone mudlarking. Buffy Gorilla joins a group of mudlarkers to see what's hiding by a Philadelphia creek.
The feels-like temperature is 6 degrees Fahrenheit in northeast Philadelphia. A bundled-up group gathers and bounces around to keep warm.
I just got a random text and she said that we were booked for mudlarking.
The text was from Jaden Daly's grandmother. He had to Google mudlarking. But now, here they are, ready to try it.
I think it would be really fun. I want to find a marble.
The Glenford Mansion sits beside the frozen confluence of the Poquessing Creek and the Delaware River. On a short walk to pick up tools, artist Corey Cram explains what makes this creekside spot perfect for mudlarking.
The mansion residents from long ago used to discard their trash into the creek. They used it as a dump site. So now, as the tide goes in and out, lots of artifacts are uncovered, and we're going to be hunting for treasures.
Cram has spent hours mudlarking here. Her best finds are on display to the public inside the mansion.
Oh, definitely the marbles and the bottle stoppers, little figurine pieces like of a dog.
Lowering her scarf, Cram says wintertime is the best time of year for mudlarking.
Surprisingly, because everything's out in the open, there's not a lot of greenery. You can see everything better.
So yeah, be really careful with the ice and broken glass, everyone.
The group fans out on the rocky creek bed. All eyes are peeled for a memento. Everyone knows Jaden Daly wants a marble. Andrew Davis spots some bonfire glass.
A melted piece of a glass bottle. It's very flattened and sort of Salvador Dali looking.
He's also found amber pieces of old glass Clorox bottles. It was a refreshing reminder of life before plastic. And the group is keeping it that way by picking up litter as they scavenge. Suddenly, there was a commotion.
Come over here.
Wait a minute. All right, what do we got here?
Davis and Cram have found something. Davis calls to Daly.
It's stuck. It's like a trade-off of wintertime. It's like, oh, there you go, you got it. Awesome. Oh my gosh, I can't believe we already found one.
Davis and Cram hand the shiny green marble to Daly.
I didn't find it, but I got a marble.
Daly grins at the find, hanging on to it. But he wants to get back to unearthing a bottle that caught his eye. For NPR News, I'm Buffy Gorilla in Philadelphia.